I always hear you talk about, the version of you at 1 million versus 3 million versus 5 million to 10 and so on. That version of you looks a little different.
Yeah.
So we're constantly in a state of shifting our paradigm. And really, a paradigm just breaks down into what is your mindset? How do you perceive the world within you and around you? What are your thoughts? Because we all have 60,000 thoughts in one day.
Yeah.
And 95% of what I thought yesterday, I'm gonna think today.
Same shit over and over.
Same shit on repeat.
Have you ever felt like there's a secret club of successful contractors and you're left outside? Want in? Well, you just found the entry door. Welcome to the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Each episode, we pull back the curtain, revealing the stories, strategies, and secrets that top leaders use to grow their home improvement business and enjoy more success, more wealth, and more freedom. Discover more at thewealthycontractor.com. Now let's get into today's episode.
Okay, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. We have something a little different today. We're going to talk about frogs. Particularly, we're going to talk about orange frogs. And with me today is my friend Brianna Hetherington, who is kind of a badass. And she is going to talk to us about orange frogs and what they mean and how we can use them in our companies. And all of that. Welcome, Brianna.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Brian. I'm feeling so excited and grateful to be here.
For those people that don't know who you are, which I can't imagine there are that many, but for those that don't, who are you?
Yeah, I'm Brianna Hetherington, founder of Altruistic Advisory, on a mission to be in service of others and help them reach their full potential and become the best version of themselves. So mainly I work within home improvement organizations to really look at what is the bigger vision and why are we doing what we're doing? And then to look under the hood, what does that tech stack look like? And how are we optimizing that tech stack? And then what are our processes? Are they documented? And then, of course, marketing. Everybody needs a nice, healthy mix of marketing, especially coming into this new year. So, love to help with all those things. And that's a little bit about me. And I'm excited.
Quite a nice mix. Culture, tech stack, marketing. What was the fourth one? There was four of them.
Processes.
Processes. Okay. All right, cool. So tell us, what the heck is an orange frog?
Yeah, so I just want to share how this came into my world. So Grant Davis and Michael Hoy had they had experienced the Orange Frog workshop when they were at Anderson Windows. And they said it was the most transformative thing that they have ever seen in the workplace culture. And so I wanted to learn more. So I went to a workshop to learn, and then I ended up getting trained to become a trainer of the Orange Frog workshop. So let me share a little bit about what is the Orange Frog, and where did it come from? So the Orange Frog is a parable written by Sean Archer, who studied research at Harvard and created a best-selling book called The Happiness Advantage, which we're going to dive into. And this is based on principles of positive psychology. So the book and its workshop are designed to help teach how a positive mindset leads to an improved individual and organization performance. So when we look at who is Sean Archer and where did he come from? So he studied at Harvard for many years, many different companies and organizations, and then he implemented a course on the psychology of positivity. This became one of the most popular classes at Harvard University. Now, in addition to that, he's spoken at 50 different countries and about this topic specifically, the seven principles of the happiness advantage. So I want to read a quote from him just for you guys to understand the mindset that his perspective is coming from. So the greatest competition competitive advantage in the modern economy is positive and engaged brain. We have learned that reprogramming our brains to become positive, more adaptive, and more resilient is not only possible, it is essential in rapidly changing environments. So what is the role of the orange frog? So the orange frog is a parable. So they come in different kits. The parable is about a 30-minute read. They also have a children's book and a comic book to tell this story. So the parable is about a frog named Spark. And Spark's orange spots represent positivity, adaptability, and optimism. So as Spark grows more positive, he influences others to become more resilient and engage, creating a ripple effect throughout his entire community. So how do we practically apply this, right? So how do we take this concept from the book and then apply it? So the parable really teaches us that small, consistent, positive actions can lead to significant changes in the mindset, productivity, and workplace culture. So Spark's journey reflects the importance of spreading positivity and resilience in organizations and communities. So the four biggest takeaways, I just want to give them to you quick from this book, is the power of perception and the power of perception. I'm so sorry. The power of perception. I'm struggling to say that word.
Wait, you're putting, it's perception and is it perspective?
Perspective. The power of perspective.
You were putting the two together. You created a new word. Perspective.
Thank you for being patient with me on that. But the orange frog teaches its companions that the way we perceive the world shapes our reality. Yeah. So by choosing to see the good in every situation, they can cultivate a more fulfilling and joyful existence. So the second piece of that is resilience in adversity. So despite-
Hold on. Yeah. Do we want to talk about each of these as you go through them?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, because, okay. So let's go back to that one for a minute.
Okay.
Say that one again.
The power of perspective.
And so, and how does this show up? Because what we're really talking about here is your people and your culture. And we know in home improvement, we can't do anything without a really good, strong team of people. And I think this is the place where us entrepreneurs probably struggle the most. And the best ones in the business, in any business, are the ones that really understand this idea of developing people. And as our friend Brian Gottlieb, you know, talks about, it's a training organization. It's basically you come to work for us, but we're a people training organization. And so this all applies to, in your company, building a culture of people that are positive, that are motivated, that are resilient, that are going to work hard, but they're also going to have a good time while they're doing it. And they're going to live your mission. They're going to live your vision. And they're going to get shit done. Am I close?
Oh yeah. You're right on point.
Okay.
Well, I love it. I mean, and you know, one of the things that we all face is similar challenges, right? So when we're looking at these challenges, you know, the one thing about the orange frog is it never loses hope, you know, and there's always that hope, and it teaches us the importance of resiliency, the ability to bounce back from setbacks stronger and wiser than before, to learn and grow from these challenges that we face.
So it's interesting because lately I've been noticing, there was one client in particular, I actually texted him and I asked him, I said, are you making your decisions? Are you basing your actions on data or on your emotions? And when it came to, and it was interesting because I knew where he was going to go with this. Sales and marketing was data driven. And I knew that. And I was kind of setting it up because I wanted him to get the point. I said, okay, but what about leadership? What about when you're leading your team of people? And I stumped him. And then he texted back to me, probably more emotional. And the one thing about this person, I really, I you know, look, I love and respect all of our people, you know that. And we talk in, not in judgment, but in tough love and hard truths. And it's all about helping each other grow. You're like this. I know you're like this. You know, you're no BS. But I said to him, I go, if you're pissed off today because something didn't go the right way, and you take that into your office, doesn't that like start to spread like a cancer? Because you're supposed to be the leader. So my question to you is, we know this happens to me. I have to, I mean, when I was younger, oh my God, everything was emotion. It was, everything was emotion. How do you deal with that? How do you stay hopeful every day? How do you stay positive every day when you know this business? It's whack-a-mole. Every day there's a new issue. There's a new problem. Something new comes up that you have to go deal with. How do you stay positive in that?
Absolutely. I think it's all about having an abundant mindset versus a scarcity mindset. So if I'm constantly in the state of, you know, thinking I'm in lack of, or I'm in competition or comparing myself, well, guess what's going to show up? Imposter syndrome all day long. But on the flip side of that, if I'm focused on an abundant mindset and I'm choosing an abundant mindset and to focus on all the great things that are already in my life, and I'm focusing on collaborating and celebrating others and being generous to others rather than comparing myself, an abundant mindset thinks there's enough to go around for everyone. So I think, you know, that leads me to the next one of gratitude and appreciation. You know, that was one of the biggest shifts that people need to focus on, is when we are grateful, we release oxytocin within our body. And so when you think about it, a thought and an emotion really, well, actually a thought and a belief about ourselves is going to create that feeling and emotion. So that feeling and emotion is going to let chemicals loose in our body. So gratitude releases oxytocin. If I'm happy and I'm thinking about something that makes me happy, I'm releasing serotonin, dopamine. Now, on the flip side of that, if I'm angry or resentful or overwhelmed or stressed or anxious, my body's going to release cortisone. And that's going to put me into a fight or flight state in my mind. That's going to shake up my nervous system. So it's very important to choose happiness and to be intentional with our thoughts, our belief systems, so that we can create good feelings and emotions that lead to great behaviors, actions, and new habit systems.
You know, I talk a lot about when you set a target, an outcome that you want, there's actually a process to live in expectation. And part of that, meaning that if my goal is to, I'm just going to make it up, if I'm doing, you know, 4 million this year, I have a 10% net profit. Next year, I want to go to 4.5 million, but with a 15% net profit, I have to expect inside of me that it's already on its way, already going to be happening. And I think one of the most powerful strategies for that is gratitude in advance. Absolutely. Being grateful today for something that's on its way later. And of course, appreciation for, look at how far we've come. Because a lot of people, me included, there's this concept called the gap in the game, where we're always measuring ourselves against our ideal. This is, I want a $10 million company. Well, you have a $2 million company today. The gap is the 8 million, between where you are today and where you are. And if you're living inside of that gap, it leads to everything that you said. It's comparison, it's frustration, it's doubt about yourself, it's insecure. It's a horrible place to live because everybody's doing better than you, even though that's bullshit, because you don't know what's really going on with most people. And it's just a horrible place to live. But then when you look at life, well, wait a minute. How did I get here? What is all of the stuff that had to happen in order for me to get to this point in my life? Wow. Isn't that a better way to measure? Because you're so far ahead, but you don't give yourself enough credit. And I think this is a part of this appreciation, gratitude piece is, if you're living in that, always what's not there, you're going to be miserable all the time. And it's not going to create a great team because your team's going to be miserable all the time.
Absolutely. And people can feel that energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love that. I always hear you talk about, you know, the version of you at 1 million versus 3 million versus 5 million to 10 and so on. That version of you looks a little different.
Yeah.
So we're constantly in a state of shifting our paradigm. And really a paradigm just breaks down into, what is your mindset? How do you perceive the world within you and around you? What are your thoughts? Because we all have 60,000 thoughts in one day.
Yeah.
And 95% of what I thought yesterday, I'm going to think today.
Same shit over and over.
Same shit on repeat.
And what's worse is, Brianna, it goes back like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. A lot of people are thinking the same crap every single day that they were thinking 20 years ago.
Absolutely. And then you add the next layer of beliefs. Where do we inherit all these belief systems about ourselves?
Yeah.
About this world around us. And, you know, when we're young, our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, our coaches, our teachers, all highly influence our belief systems. And the craziest statistic is that no one challenges these belief systems. No one questions them. We just hold on to them. So it's really about checking in with yourself. Challenge your belief systems. What limiting beliefs are getting in the way?
Yeah.
What is no longer serving you? And I think the more that you can create that ripple effect within yourself, your whole entire outer reality starts to transform.
Well, and you've heard me say this before. I think success is 90% mental, 10% skill set, 90% mindset, 10% skill set. You have to change from within, not from out. In. It doesn't work that way. The only way you're out is going to change is if you're in changes. And it's interesting, you know, the whole thought thing, when you're thinking the same thing over and over and over again, it creates beliefs, right? Those beliefs lead to your actions lead to your habits. Well, if you've told yourself, so people want to change who they are, and they think that, well, okay, now I started thinking something new. So now I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to do 4 million next year. Well, but you've had these self-limiting beliefs and these thoughts running through your head thousands of times a day, over and over again for days, weeks, months, years. And you think that now all of a sudden, boom, tomorrow you're going to change. So what took years to develop cannot be unwound in one day. It's like going to the gym and saying, okay, well, I want to get buff. Mm-hmm. And I go into the gym and I do one set of curls and I say, okay, I'm done. I'm buff now. It's the same idea, but we don't, it makes sense when you talk about it with the body. Like everybody that listens to this does some form, probably, or almost everybody does some form of exercise. So that'll make sense. Yeah, Brian, that's stupid. You want to get buff. You don't just go to the gym for one day, do a set of curls and leave. Well, you're trying to change who you are on the inside so that you could change what's happening around you. You think you're going to be able to do that in just like a day or two or a week or a month? It mm-hmm. takes time. It takes work. Anyway.
It's ever evolving, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. It also goes to, well, how bad do you want it?
Oh, yeah.
Bad. Do you want to change your current circumstance and have the business that you've always dreamed of, have the life that you've always dreamed of, lived in the home you've always wanted, given your family what they want? Anyway, on and on. Go on.
No, sorry. I mean, we could talk about this all day.
All day. I know, all day. That's why I wanted to like break them down.
Yes, no, good move. I mean, that new version of you, what does it look like? What does it feel like to be that new version of you? And you have to get really clear on that so that it can show up. So something I want to do right now with everyone listening is I would love for everyone to pull out their phone and I want you to text message one person in your life that you really value and you respect and care for. And you really are grateful that they're in your life. And I want you to tell them why you're grateful for them.
Don't do this while you're driving.
Yes.
If you're driving, either pull over and do it there. Do not text and drive, please.
Yes.
But agree. Tell them again, what do you want them to do? Had to put the disclaimer there.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
I don't want to hear about any car accidents from the Wealthy Contractor podcast.
So the reason I ask for each of you to do this is because first and foremost, the first thing it's going to do is release oxytocin within you. So wherever you are or whatever you're focused on at this time or your thoughts, it's going to shift because now we're in a state of gratitude and we're releasing oxytocin. Now the beautiful part of this is the person receiving that text message is now going to get a full blast of a dose of oxytocin. And that is just a ripple effect through the entire organization and community around you. So all it takes sometimes is one conscious act of kindness to be intentional and purposeful in the way that we communicate with ourselves and others.
So hold on a second.
Yeah.
Who am I going to text?
I'm
going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now.
Who's someone you really just like appreciate so much and value your friendship?
Oh, friendship?
Yeah. Or it could be relationship. It could be anything. It could be from 10 years ago.
Let's see. I'm looking at my list here. How about if I do a business one? Because I don't do this enough. I'm going to do a business one.
Love that.
Hey, just wanted, what am I doing? Wanted to say that I appreciate you. Is that it? Is that what I'm doing?
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. I value you, whatever it is that you feel. And maybe why? Why do you appreciate them or value them?
Okay. I did it.
And little side note, let Addie know how grateful you are for her.
Well, I thought I wasn't sure if she counted.
Of course she counts.
I gotta tell her every day or else she gets mad at me.
Well, good. I'm glad you're practicing every day.
This episode is brought to you by Business Success Consulting Group. Does the way your business currently operate prevent you from scaling and growing? Is the most valuable knowledge in your organization held by just a handful of key personnel? Are you spending valuable time training your teams instead of running your business? Business Success Consulting Group understands the challenges of organizing while you grow, and they specialize in putting order into the chaos of an expanding organization. Adi and her team at BSCG work closely with you and your team to capture vital business knowledge, and then they help you develop, document, optimize, and implement systems and processes across every area of your organization, from sales and operations to marketing, human resources, and business development. Adi and her team have decades of experience and will help you empower your teams to function effectively with reproducible results that will set your business up for continual success and expansion. Schedule your free consultation today by calling or texting 503-662-2911.
All right. So where are we? Are we on number three?
So let's shift and talk a little bit about each of these principles.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure.
Are you good with it? All right. So the first principle of
let's
seven.
Make sure we tie them to the home improvement, the business, how this is going to apply to the business.
Okay, absolutely. So the key idea of the happiness advantage is happiness fuels success, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So when people cultivate positive emotions, their brains become more engaged, creative, motivated, and resilient. So how do we apply this? We start by prioritizing happiness in the workplace and life, as it leads to increased productivity and better performance across the board. So what does that look like for you, Brian?
Which part? The happiness part?
Yeah, the happiness. Like, how are you fueling yourself with happiness every day and being intentional with it?
Well, I'm big with gratitude. You know, I was in the car. I had an appointment this morning that was like 25 minutes away. And, you know, along the way there, I'm like, you know, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. You know, it's kind of, you know,
Subconsciously programmed out.
Yeah. I worked for a long time to kind of reprogram. I talked about it before, but I worked really hard to reprogram, especially around money, deservedness, worthiness. I did a lot of work to reprogram all of that. And so, listen, I'm not anywhere near like perfect, but I'm a lot better than I used to be.
Yeah,
I used to be a lot more grumpy all the time. That's my nickname is Grumpy. At home, it's Grumpy.
I mean, how many of you out there know somebody that needs a little happiness in their life? And one of the key ways that I found reprogramming my thoughts was affirmations. When those thoughts of I am not worthy, I'm not capable, I can't do this, you know, oh, I don't deserve this. When those things show up, it's not about judging yourself or being like, oh my God, my thoughts. It's about having the awareness and saying, you know what? I'm going to be intentional and shift those thoughts to I am worthy. I am capable. I got this. I believe in me. And shifting the way that you're speaking to yourself in those thoughts. And guess what? You do that for 21 days and it becomes a habit. And you really shift the way that you think. And subconsciously, those things just kind of flow.
To change a belief, it takes two things. It takes repetition and it takes emotion. And so with the affirmations, yeah, that's, you know, and you got to say it with some emotion, with feeling. I always recommend to people use music, you know, use music that puts you in a state of either happiness, gratitude, feelings of like, I can do anything, like Rocky music, like I can do anything. And then you start to use those affirmations and rewrite that program because it's a computer program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And it's just running. And a lot of people, we should say this too, is, and nobody likes this, but you got to sit quietly and just listen. Because a lot of times we don't know those thoughts. We just know the consequence of, look at your life. Your life is the consequence of your thoughts. So if you don't like what it looks like, why don't you explore where they're seated, where they're rooted? They're rooted in what you tell yourself every single day. And so the affirmations are great. What else? What else can people do?
Yeah, so the five healthiest habits that you can have to generate the most success and happiness in your life. Number one is journaling. So really writing down, so subconsciously you're programming what you want to happen in your life. So I have an altruistic journal that specifically says, what is my intention for today? I want to get crystal clear on it so I can be purposeful and intentional in every action. Following that, it's, what am I grateful for? Write it down. Start reprogramming the mind. Because when we write it down subconsciously, we're reprogramming that code. And you write down your affirmations. Then you can just check in. How's your core values? Are you aligned with them? Is everybody on your team aligned with them? You know, what are the three priorities of today? We all have 200 things. We know it's whack-a-mole, but what are the three things I can focus on, give my energy to today? And getting really crystal clear. So journaling, number one. Number two is gratitude, which we know, we've spoken about. And number three is the fun 15. So get 15 minutes of exercise minimum a day. Make time for it. Take a walk outside. Connect with nature. Go for a walk on the beach. Whatever that is for you, just get out there and move. Now, the fourth one is meditation, which has been transformative for me. I mean, to be able to silence the mind, the answers that come with that, and the peace and the calmness of the nervous system that you get to create and regulate within the body. I mean, it is so, so powerful. So I recommend for anybody that's nervous, because I hear a lot of scarcity mindset around meditation. Like, I just can't. Like, there's so many thoughts. And well, first and foremost, don't judge yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Just be the observer of those thoughts. Start to recognize what they look like. And as you ease into a meditation, focus on your breath. Because when you focus on your breath, there's no thoughts. And then you start to slow down your nervous system. And you can practice breathing through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth. Doing that about four times is going to calm the nervous system. And I also personally love like a guided meditation to kind of guide me through it while I'm getting comfortable. And another thing that I've learned with, you know, the scarcity mindset is don't try to meditate for an hour right out of the gates. I mean, you're torturing yourself, but start with 5 minutes. Week one, commit to it. Say, you know what? I'm committing a 5 minute new habit. That's it. Tiny and small. Week two, I'm going to bring it up to 7. Week three, I'm coming up to 10. You know, and so forth, and build on that. Give yourself grace, and you're going to start to see that transformation. And the fifth one is one conscious act of kindness. So like we all did it today, just be intentional with a really kind act to share with others. So those are the five most successful.
Those are really good. Here's the challenge. Is most of us entrepreneurs, most of us business owners are super like ADD. Now, when I say ADD, there's real ADD and then there's entrepreneurial ADD, where most of us are quick starts. We're high Ds. We're all about, what is it? Ready, aim, fire. We're fire, aim, ready. Something like the, you know, fire, ready, aim, you know, something like that. Where we're like five things at once. And to say that, hey, sit down and write out your intentions, write out gratitude, it's a tough pull for people, you know. But I will say this, just from personal experience, as hard as it is, Brianna is absolutely right. If you were to do those five things, even for a week or two, you will notice a difference in your life. I mean, like marked difference in your life. And if you can keep that, if you can sustain it over time, that's how you start to become that next version of you. Not that this version is a bad version. It's just you want more. And if you want more, then you have to change who you're being today into that new version of you. And it takes a lot of work. I tell people, you know, if you're working 50 hours a week on your business, 60 hours a week on your business, you should be working at least that much on yourself. I mean, you're almost better off working 30 hours a week and spending 20 hours a week just developing yourself. You will get so much more accomplished, but it's nearly impossible to do that for our type of character. It's nearly impossible because our head will scream at us. Like, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? You know, what, you're just going to sit here quietly while business is running? Who do you think you are? You know, you think you're the Buddha? You think you're Dalai Lama? You just lay around and, you know, shit's going to happen for you. So that's the challenge that I think a lot of us have when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
And that works.
I'll be honest, this year I was nervous to launch this. So I just became a life certified coach through Jay Shetty's program. And one of the main things I wanted to start with was specifically in this industry. If I could work with a visionary on their mindset and who they are as a person, because if they're spending more time working on themselves than the business, and if you're spending energy and time working on yourself, guess what's going to grow? You're going to grow.
Yeah.
The things that you give energy and attention to grow. Now, I picked five clients to specifically go through this program with me. Today, each and every one of these five have completely transformed who they are as a husband, who they are as a leader, who they are as a father. And it is incredible to see what they have done for their health. I have one client down 45 pounds.
Wow.
Randy Harding came to your profit workshop. He is down 45 pounds, and his mindset, he's done a complete paradigm shift, and he's practicing meditation. He's able now to do it. It took about 4 months to really implement and be serious about journaling. He's like, oh my God, I feel bad if I miss a day or two.
Yeah.
Don't feel the same. So I think when you start to recognize that, wow, these behaviors that I have truly impact how I'm feeling and showing up, you shift that perspective because it.
Yeah, it's so interesting. As you were talking about this whole mindset thing, you know, I've talked about mindset in home improvement for years and years and years, and it resonated with some people. And a few years back, my friend Sean Foyer started doing this type of work with people, like what you're doing, the mindset work. And I thought, wow, you know, this is a big lift for the home improvement industry, because, you know, we're dealing with high D's, you know, salespeople, hard driving men, primarily between 35 and say 60, 65 years old. That's a tough crowd to sell these ideas to. And I mean, you and Sean are doing a great job with this. And I'm happy to see it, because I do not doubt for a second that those five people's lives have completely been transformed by the work that you're doing with them, by the work that they're now willing to do because they want to become a new version of themselves. I almost said better, but that's judgmental. Let's say the new version of themselves, the version that they imagined of themselves, you know? So that's awesome that you're doing this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's so meaningful, and it's so incredible to talk to their wives, and they're like, they have complete, who is this? Who is this person?
Yeah.
And they're so calm. And I mean, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that they allowed me to, you know, trust in me to try this challenge.
Don't you feel bad for the women in this industry?
Oh man, you know what? There are so many incredible women.
Incredible. And most of them are behind the scenes. You never see them. They're quiet. They're behind the scenes. But they are powerhouses. And the men are always out front, but then you've got the women behind them. And then you've got the people in the office too. Some of the best marketing people in this industry are women. Some of the best, if not the best ones, are, I think just the top three, probably top five, are probably all women in this industry. So that's cool. And I know you do a lot of women's stuff too, but what else is there? Is there another one?
Yeah.
Let's do one more, and then we'll let people know how to get more information from you and where to learn more about.
I could hang with you all day, Brian.
I know.
Talk about it.
I could. You know what? Look, I could talk about this stuff too all day. I'd rather talk about this stuff than talk about, you know, step selling and market, what marketing, this marketing, SLI, you know, profit and loss statements. I've been doing so much with profit and loss and balance sheets lately. Anyway, let's do one more.
All right. Let's pick the seventh, which is social investment. So the key idea here, in times of stress or challenge, the most successful people invest in social networks, as we both know, seeking support and collaboration rather than retreating and hiding. So the application of this is strengthening your social connections and actively supporting others, as this will help build resilience and enhance your well-being for everything in your life. So really just to be able to have a support system around you and people who believe in you, like Brian's book talks about Beyond the Hammer, belief is transferable. And we all can receive that belief through each other, which is so just, it's so beautiful.
Well, and our mastermind groups, I mean, I tell them all the time, you know, the thing with us entrepreneurs is generally we're very lonely. It's the weight of the world is on our shoulders. Everybody on our team is looking to us for vision, for guidance. Well, where do we go? So it's always internal. And I know for years, I was part of groups before, but I didn't do a very good job of developing those relationships inside of the groups. And then later on, as I matured, I realized, wow, how important this is and how important these groups are. It really is like a support system. I call it, I used to be a member of EO, Entrepreneurs Organization. I always called it AA for entrepreneurs. It was, you know, like it should be called Entrepreneurs Anonymous, you know. In fact, shit, I'm going to go see if that URL is available and I'm going to go buy it before you do. But we should start a group called Entrepreneurs Anonymous, where it's like, where do you go to talk about your problems, because nobody really in your life cares. There's nobody in your life. Your friends don't care. They don't understand you, especially if they're not entrepreneurs. If they have jobs, they don't understand. And so you can't talk to them. And you certainly can't celebrate with them. Like, imagine going and telling your family, oh man, my business made $1 million this year in profit. Your family would look at you like you were a crazy person. And they would, all of a sudden, all kinds of crazy stuff would happen in their heads and they wouldn't know how to deal with it. So you can't tell anybody. I have a client that became a millionaire. And while we were working together, he became a millionaire. And he said, Brian, you're the only person I can talk to about this. There's nobody else in my life that I can talk to about this. And it's so funny because you and me, we celebrate success with our clients. I want you to make as much money as you want to make, you know? And I've gone this far. I've told people to write themselves a check. And I will say to them, I want you to send me a picture of the check when you write it, because I want to see it. And then I want to congratulate you for it. Because who else is going to do. There you go. Nice.
I have a check here from the Universe Bank of Gratitude for $23 million. We all have different goals, but let's go.
Nice number. I like that number. $23 million.
Lucky number. But no, I mean, this is the stuff, Brian, that I'm so grateful to see you making an impact as well in this industry, bringing together people to talk about the P&L. No one goes to college for this. How are we supposed to know how to do the P&L and how to be accrual accounting versus cash based and why that's important? The fact that you are educating and bringing people together in a social investment, they don't feel alone. Because that is one scary thing to look at when you don't know, or you don't know how to control it. So I'm so grateful you guys have created that community. I've heard raving fans from the Profit Masters. So really, really great to see that social investment that you've created in the industry.
Well, that's good to know. So look, we'll put this information into the show notes, but what's the easiest way for people to find you?
LinkedIn, Brianna Hetherington, or just shoot me an email. Brianna@altruisticadvisory.com.
Cool. And we'll put that in the show notes. And Brianna is with one N. And this is why we get along so well. Because we're both Brians and we're I's, and she's Brianna, which is a better version of Brian, but I'll take the lesser version because it's still cool. But thank you for being here. This is a little different episode. Hopefully people got the message here.
change comes from within. Don't wait for outside circumstances to change your life. That ain't going to do it. It all is going to come from you. It's all going to come from within, and you have the power to do it. It's just, do you have the will and the commitment and the focus to make it happen? And me and Brianna believe in you. When even on those days that you don't believe in yourself, I tell our members that all the time. On those days that you don't believe in yourself, just remember, I will believe in you until you can believe in yourself. And so anyway, cool. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And hang out with me for just a second. But to the rest of you listening, thanks. Thanks for being here. And until next time, this is Brian Kaskavalsian, and this is the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. For insights on skyrocketing your home improvement business and accelerating your journey to the success, wealth, and freedom you've always dreamed about, be sure to get your free copy of my best-selling book, The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor, at www.thewealthycontractor.com. And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next time.